Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Joe, before we get back to the show here, can we let people know about the Vegas thing one more time?
Yeah, I like that Vegas trip, man.
The Slam Dunk in Vegas, we're calling it here. Travel and accommodations for one winner and three guests to Las Vegas, plus $5,000 for each guest.
Come on.
That's a total of $20,000. Easy to enter. Download the free Odyssey app. Log in or register for an account and listen to WQAM or any participating station. Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your entry. You can do it every day. The Slam Dunk in Vegas. Again, for a chance to win, just listen to WQAM on the free Odyssey app. Travel dates are March 17th to the 22nd. This is a national contest.
Pretty good stuff, man. Pretty good
stuff. The question is if you win.
Hopefully we have a winner. Hopefully it's nice. Hopefully it happens here at QAM.
But if you do, do you let the other guests keep the 5Gs?
No.
Don't you keep the 20 for yourself?
No. Most guys I know, look, it's you're going.
You get the free trip. But,
you get the free trip.
Get the money.
But, we're going to be taking a couple thousand off your trip. We're not all getting the same amount of money. I played the damn game. You didn't even know about it.
Or do you put half of it on black and just hey, if we hit, you guys get it. If you don't,
could
then
do
you
that.
Get nothing.
Look at you. Always, you went right to the casino on me, yep. Man. That was beautiful the way you just did that. Hey, so anyway, we've got a Super Bowl set up. Eagles and Chiefs, just like we thought. Actually, they would have been two of the favorites. A lot of people thought Eagles had the best overall team once Detroit had all the injuries on defense. And the Chiefs won all year, man, and just the way they did yesterday, 32-29. Doesn't it sound familiar? They win late in the game, kick a field goal, and then get some defensive stops. Doesn't that sound like that's the Chiefs? And
a little bit of controversy sprinkled in.
All right, so.
For the first down play, you think short, got it, don't. Whatever,
You know about the fourth down play?
Yeah, where he clearly gets over the line. They have a
he
camera
didn't clearly
above,
have
a camera
it over
above
the line.
His head.
The problem, which you did say, is one guy had the mark who was clearly a first down, and one guy had it clearly. He wasn't a
okay,
first down.
But why does it always, when it's the Chiefs, why does it always go to the guy that sides with them? who at that point,
you're making
how
this...
do they decide? Did they split the difference? How did they decide?
I don't know. Well, they reviewed it. And they didn't get anything out of the review.
The problem with the review is that it's not conclusive.
Right.
Even though
it's not going to get. It's not. You can't tell me.
It appears that he's over that line, Joe.
So they ask the guy that's up in the booth with him, and he says, it looks like they got it. I would have said they had to buy a half a football or something like that.
Third of a football.
Third of a football. Is that what he said?
Yeah, third of a football.
You're like, where he got okay. That, was that Mike exactly. No.
So do people think he got it? Like, do people not? Like, I don't know.
So, Woody, let me just say this. At least it wasn't what Mahomes got the last game that everybody was like, enough's enough, right? From roughing the passer to late hits to he tried to flop on the sideline and said he probably shouldn't do that. And by the way, they were real careful. He's running down the sideline yesterday, and they're real careful not to hit him.
Texas said there are just so many examples of blatant KC penalties which aren't called. It's disgusting. What's the point of watching? The refs help KC win every game. Another person said also on that play, the guy could actually see the ball marked across his first down. The guy had no view of the ball. That's what I was trying to tell you. The guy that actually ended up with the spot, the guy who didn't have him with the first down, how could he see?
I don't know, but
back to like the guy at his back to him. How could he possibly see
the mark on the one side, the far side of my TV, and the one closest to my TV? They were about a yard apart.
But why does it always go to the guy who sides with the Chiefs? Is my question to you?
You don't really believe that. Stop
it. I don't know, man.
Stop it.
I don't know what to believe anymore. I just don't know how they win. They win every game.
You're going to start with this by telling me Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in football.
Dude, they haven't lost a playoff game in 3 years.
You're not saying...
How is that possible?
You're going to give a hall pass to everything else that's happened, right? Like,
I think Mahomes might be the best player ever.
Kincaid dropped the ball.
He did, yes. He did.
But nobody wants to say that. They're all like, oh, here we go. We got screwed on a couple calls and a mark and...
Far from a guarantee they win the game if he catches that ball, so...
And I got to tell you something.
He catches that there like on fringe.
I will tell you the other thing, you want to get into a field goal contest with that guy either. That guy has been money. Butker?
Yeah, he's good, yeah.
So anyway, go Eagles.
Shocking that the Chiefs got that call on the fourth down attempt.
Are you going Eagles in this game? Or
am I rooting for the Eagles or do I think they're going to win?
I think Eagles are going to win this game.
Great. Honestly, the more people like you, if the Chiefs could end up being underdogs, it would really be just really great for the betting community.
Is it out yet, the spread?
Yeah, Chiefs are favored by 2. But again, if more people think like you that the Eagles have some way to beat that team, then we're in good shape.
Well, they got
to know they're not going to. They're not going
to
beat.
We got to be
guys.
Able to run it. I don't want to turn this into nothing.
The
against.
Bills ran the ball yesterday too. Joe, to beat that team, so much has to go right.
They don't win all these games because of officiating. Do you agree with that?
No.
Is it their fault that a quarterback fumbles or a guy gets the field goal blocked on a short field goal that you make it at half the high schools down here make that at the end of the game?
I think part of it, I just think for whatever reason,
don't say
guys,
no, that's too.
It's
no,
not the calls. No. It's just that they get any possible break in a game that can go their way, they get. It just bounces their way. That's the only way you can explain a team winning this many games in a row in the playoffs. This just doesn't happen.
What do you mean it doesn't happen?
It's very, very hard to do this.
Probably a lot of people.
And the last team that it happened to, the Patriots, they used to get a lot of these same things.
Really?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Oh, my God. So every team that's dominating in sports is getting a call. Oh, that's right. Michael Jordan got all the calls, too. I forgot. You know what? You're right.
There's no other team dominating like the Chiefs right now in sports anywhere.
What do you mean? Every time MJ played for 6 years,
yeah,
he dominated.
That's a while ago. That's not right now.
But they used to bitch about he got every call. MJ gets every call.
Stars get calls.
I listen to my father say LeBron gets every call because he plays for the Lakers.
Stars get calls, except the fact that LeBron's not in the finals every year.
So it doesn't matter. I don't know, bro. I just think it's weak for everybody to say they're where they are.
They get the big calls late in games. It's not disputable at all. Football fans hate it.
Oh, man. I agree that Mahomes is well taken care of. But you can't say that yesterday. He took off and...
I think they do get a lot of favorable decisions. But again, I just think the ball just tends to bounce their way. The football gods like the Chiefs.
No, is there such a thing really as a football god now? Is
it's
that
a
what
good
you're
story?
Saying?
They're going for a three-peat. Riley makes money off of that, doesn't he?
I don't know.
If they make
Pat's got other
things.
By the way, Pat can't worry about that right now. Pat's got to figure out this Pat versus Jimmy thing.
Well, he owns that three-peat thing, so maybe he does sell a bunch of those shirts. You know, maybe he can use that the proceeds to pay Jimmy.
Hey, you know, I was just thinking, I was randomly thinking, no, Jimmy Butler's. He wouldn't play if it was me. I'd be calling the league going, what can we do? Because I really don't want to play him. And we plan to trade him the next 11 days. Well, they're going to do that. You're right.
So you at this point would rather just pay him $500,000 a game and sit at home.
Why do you want to go through that, though? He's wearing the Phoenix Suns logo tennis shoes in the last game.
What if you don't get a deal done? Then what? You're just going to pay him to sit out the rest of the season? That'd be kind of a bad idea.
I'm over Jimmy.
Why don't you make him play 48 minutes a night?
My thing is, once you quit on your teammates, I don't care if it's in the fourth quarter, or I don't care. And you can say, well, this is part of business.
You're right about that.
I hate this. This is just, there's fundamental things in sports, and I know a lot's changed. I know that. But there's one thing. I don't care if Pat Riley was mean to you on his comments. I don't care. You don't quit on your teammates, man. You just don't quit on your teammates, and Jimmy quit. He's quit a zillion different ways, but Jimmy Butler's quit. You can say he loves those guys, and those are his guys, and it's not about them. What is when you don't play hard, and you're playing with them, and they're trying to win? Like, he can't – there's just nothing you can say. There's nothing his ass-kissing buddies can say. There's nothing his agent can say. Like, he quit. It's not same Jimmy Butler that when he's playing. Now, does he show up tonight? Does his, everybody go show him what you got? One more time. I keep thinking that might happen. I keep thinking Jimmy might just throw 33, 34 points out there and drop the mic. But he hasn't done that.
Everyone's in a very bad spot here.
This was Jimmy come out and go, hey, just so everybody knows, because I can't say this, I'm a little gutless. This is about a 2-year, $113 million extension I didn't get.
I think everyone knows what it's about. He's been pretty clear. No, he has been clear about it. He said, my beef is not with my teammates. It's, you know, it's with the organization. So, yeah.
Just say it.
I think it's pretty clear.
2-year, $113 million. Anybody feel sorry for me? I'm going to make $100 million this year and next year if I take my player option. You ain't getting any sympathy from maybe a couple of people that got dough or the ass kissers down there at that little event. Was it paddle ball?
Yeah.
Paddle ball event. By the way, that's a great sport. That's a good-looking sport. They've been having that on in the morning. I started watching that thing. I just saw it a couple of weeks ago.
It's basically pickleball with snooty sponsors, though, isn't it?
It's not. What's that mean, sponsor? What do you mean? Like tennis sponsors?
Yeah.
Well, don't go. I was just waiting for you to take a shot. I don't want to see you, and don't ask me for tickets.
Are all the players uptight like your tennis players you play with?
How would you know? Speaking of, nobody's more uptight than you are,
because
jerky.
You tell me about the fights you have with these people all the time.
They like it quiet is the only complaint I have. They complain I'm too loud.
You want a couple more of these?
No, I right
good
now I want to go
teams
to break.
Make their own breaks by
Thank
not
you.
Beating themselves.
Thank you.
Refs couldn't give the Finns enough calls from the beat a playoff team and make it believable.
That's a good one.
Cheetah is trying to tell you, Joe, that Tua sucks without saying Tua sucks. I wonder who he's referring to, Joe.
No. I got to tell you something. He said they missed. No. He part of that is what he said is he missed his quarterback.
Yeah, but he is not saying Tua sucks.
No. No, he said he missed his quarterback in those games. And I was thinking, when you guys didn't connect there for a while, it looked like you missed each other when you were playing together. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. I want to take a second to tell you about Beverly's Jewelers. Man, we got something special going on right now. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. That's a big time for people to go, I'm going to do it, man. I'm going to pop the big question, and I got to get that diamond engagement ring. Where do I go? And I go, you go to Beverly's Jewelers. Jeff and Amanda, the family, and that professional staff are ready to go for you right now. They have an incredible offer you don't want to miss. Get a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond. VVS Clarity E-Color set in a custom-made 14-carat gold engagement ring for just $3,999. I know I got some people's attention there going, what? I can get that engagement ring that's that big and that beautiful for that, yes, you got to go see it. You got to go see it. It's spectacular. Choose from all the shapes and larger size available at similar savings, but hurry. This deal is only for a limited time. Plus, gold prices are at an all-time high, and Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment right there. Beverly's has an unbeatable selection of diamond studs and tennis bracelets and jewelry to suit every style and occasion. Right now, they have 50 to 70% off select items during their limited time sale. Don't miss out on everything going on. It's a perfect gift for you at Beverly's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is just a few weeks away. Hey, man, whatever it is you're looking for, whatever price range, they've got something perfect for you. Visit the Fort Lauderdale showroom on Commercial Boulevard or shop online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
One more time for you here. We do have our contest going. We are giving you the chance to win a pair of tickets to see Morgan Wallen with special guests Miranda Lambert, Brooks and Dunn, and Gavin Adcock. Got through that one. At Hard Rock Stadium in July. To enter, text the word Wallen, W-A-L-L-E-N, to 20357. That's Wallen to 20357. For more information, go to WQM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. Again, that is 20357, not the usual text line there, Joe. And before we get back to you, I'm going to give everyone a weather report brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It's warm again, 71 degrees, and no rain in the forecast. Winter's over.
Yeah.
It's a short winter.
I got to tell you, man, I caught the cold weather. California was freezing up north. Then I come back here, and it was cold. It was almost as cold.
Freezing.
Huh?
It wasn't freezing.
It was 30 degrees when I got up in the morning. 30's cold to me. I've lived here a long time. He said.
Exactly. You just got back from like Minnesota or something.
My father goes, didn't you grow up in this? I said, man, that was a long time ago. This stuff is cold.
Doesn't bother him, the cold.
Nah, it does. He's older. Yeah, I think it. Listen, man, coming off those Sierra Nevada mountains, that stuff is cold, man. That was nothing to mess with. So, boy, I'll tell you what, I'm really curious. I said this before I left. The Jimmy Butler suspension is over, eligible to come back. How do they deal with him coming back? He's going to show up because he wants his money, and they're going, hey, you're back in the lineup. Hey, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. I don't know. Do they, hey, you want to shoot a few more times tonight? Do you? You want to play the whole game? You're going to play hard? Or what are you wearing tonight? Are you going to be in the huddle with us? Or are you going to kind of stay out of it because you're not going to be here a long time because you want out? He's done everything he can. He doesn't need to do anything else to make his point that he wants out of here. Jimmy Butler, Jimmy, you've done everything. You and your agent and your buddies that have put together a game plan. It's clear to every fan that you don't want to be here. Every fan understands you don't want to be here. So now they got 11 days until they trade you. And as bad as things are, and I understand this because somebody told me over there, that we're not just going to give them away. We're going to wait. We think as this thing gets closer, we're going to get better offers. But I'm like, man, there's a lot of games in 11 days. We got a few basketball games coming up here.
Well, you
got
to pick 13.5 points tonight. That's his total. Over, under.
Now, if he, for some reason, gets suspended, is that just an under? Or
if he does not play, that would void the bet.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
Now, if he starts and he plays a minute and he mopes and they pull him, that counts.
Oh, if he comes out early jogging stuff or in the corner, makes a pass and stands out there?
Depending on your sports book, some will help you out a little bit, but it mostly counts.
Okay.
So you got to take that into account.
For the bettors.
Now, if he tries, 13.5 should be easy.
That's what he's been averaging.
He should be able to get a 14.
That's
points.
What he has been averaging since in between his suspensions. He played, three games? Mm-hmm. Play three games, I think.
He's got the same point total as Khalil Ware.
Wow, really? Yeah. What a nice story he is. It's too bad we're not talking more about him. Because he looks like
Wemby Jr.
He looks good. He did a nice job against him too the other day. Played great. So
good pick. Maybe we should take all those draft picks.
They've hit on a bunch of first round picks, and it's a forgotten story because they're all getting to play more. Whether they're coming off the bench or they're in the starting lineup, and they go with that big lineup, you're going, man, I like it. I like it. The draft works. It works. They've done a nice job. But this Jimmy Butler thing, listen, he's a good player. We wouldn't be talking about him. Don't get me wrong. If Jimmy Butler wasn't a very good player, we would not be going through this. I understand. But Jimmy checked out on you, man. Make no mistake about it. Except he loves the city and he wants to find joy and happiness and coffee and Durant and Booker. That's all he wants. He doesn't want a lot. He's not asking for
a lot. Has anyone been to the coffee place?
You?
I haven't been. I went to his like trailer one. He had like a pop-up one a while, but I haven't been to the new one. He hangs out there, apparently.
So I just want to – I'm not one of these. Like if I was in the area and I wanted a coffee because I do drink way too much coffee – their doctors are telling me I need to cut back. But you know what? I would stop and have a coffee. If it's good coffee, I'd stop. But boy, I'll tell you what.
You need to go there to see if it's good coffee. I don't know. That's why I'm saying, has anyone been there?
I'm guessing
do they have anything other than coffee? I don't like coffee.
Okay, then you shouldn't go there.
Do they sell smoothies or tea or anything?
I'm guessing it's coffee.
They sell clothes.
Probably good quality coffee. It's probably a...
You don't think it's like a gimmick?
I like my coffee.
You don't think he half-assed with the coffee?
This is my half-ass. This is the effort. This coffee is a heat coffee. This is what I go. It's average. It's not very good. I mean, it's in between, but it's cheaper. It's cheaper. I don't know, man. Listen to you trying to have some fun with this thing and all the craziness of everything that we're going through. It's incredible. Had a great game last night. I will tell you, it was a great game. And I didn't really care who won. I wanted to see a good game, but I did want to see Josh Allen win. I did. Wanted to see him. Thought he played great. The only problem with Josh Allen, I thought they went to that left side of that quarterback sneak. And it was like Kansas City was waiting on it. Even Romo goes, yeah, we talked to him. They already knew he wanted to like sneak to that side.
How is it possible for that team to not get that? To not be able to get an inch like that?
We saw Philly get stuffed on.
Quarterback is enormous.
But nobody does it better than...
Hey, I got to tell you that
nobody
yesterday...
Nobody does it better than Philly.
Nothing was weirder than that official going on the mic and saying, we will give them a touchdown if this continues. Is he nuts?
No, it's a rule. I looked it up this morning.
I feel like they make up rules as they go.
No, it's a rule. It's unsportsmanlike.
Give them a touchdown?
Yes. You keep doing it to keep somebody from scoring their touchdown. They're just going to go, all right, jerky.
Now, I get the guy jumping over the top. But the last one, it was the defensive line that jumped. And Hurts is intentionally trying to get them to do that.
Yeah, he's trying to get them off so they can get the early jump.
But you can't have it both ways, right? You can't try to get the guys to jump. They know that they have to time it exactly correct, or they're not going to be able to stop
the
play.
Woody, you act like this is the first time every cadence you would love to see the guy jump off and get a free down.
No, I understand. But I'm saying when you're up against the goal line like that and you have to stop these guys, what else can you do? You have to time it to the second. And if you don't, they're gonna walk in. Like
they're going
to
do it
for 3 years.
Right, 90-something percent of the time they score on that play. Jalen Hurts, what did he have in the regular season? He must have had a zillion touchdowns off that play. Tons. No question about it. It was crazy. So anyway, it's been a crazy one. No question about it. It has been absolutely nuts with what took place. And I hear everybody today, and Mahomes gets all the calls, and you don't like Josh Allen. What do we get more? Mahomes gets all, and Kansas City get all the calls. Are we getting, you can't root for Josh Allen because they kick our ass twice a year?
We did get a lot of that. Not allowed to root for the Bills, Joe.
Well, guess what? Beat them, and then we don't have to worry about them. Beat them, and then you can like them more.
But the Chiefs do get a lot of calls. We've gotten a lot of that, too.
At least it wasn't Mahomes. Boy, they were nice to him on the sideline yesterday. they made it a point not to hit him yesterday.
You know, they gave a late hit call to Barkley yesterday, a little questionable late hit.
Take care of your stars, Woody. You know what you're
Okay.
He did.
We got to go back to the drawing board with a lot of these rules, man.
There's a lot of stuff that needs fixing. But I think all this stuff we're talking about, the quarterback sliding late, the sideline stuff, I think they're going to have to
Yeah, that's the thing,
it.
Right?
I
like,
agree.
Maybe it should be a penalty if you're heading towards the sideline and you lean back in and put your shoulder down. Like, you're heading towards the sideline and acting like you're going to give up, and then you put your shoulder down and you bulldoze the guy for another 5 yards. That's why these guys don't know when to let up.
Yeah. No, I got you.
How about you call a penalty on the offense?
Woody, I got you, man.
A lot of things need to be fixed.
Not
we got to get the chip inside the football, though.
No.
Like in tennis.
I got you. That's coming. You've been asking for it. It's going to happen.
And robots for the chains. We don't need the chain crew anymore.
Don't worry about Stump. You know what? Stop. Hey, we got to go to break. We're going to have Charles Davis join us coming up from CBS Sports NFL. Talk to Charles about that and a little bit on the Senior Bowl, where he's going to be all week now that his season is over. So we'll have that for you next. Stay with us.